Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It'll be at 100.3 degrees today, so if you're planning your outfits, you might want to wear something that doesn't show a lot of sweat, because it is definitely going to be toasty today. We're going to hit that triple didge.
Yeah.
As the kids on the TikTok say.
Yeah.
Triple didge.
No, I saw
trip
it.
Trip didge.
Is that what they call it?
Yo,
trip didge?
Yo, you see Denver today, bro?
trip didge
in D-Town, homie. Yeah. See, I'm pretty tapped into weather. What? Shut up, Josh.
Gangsta with the weather.
Trip dinge, broskies. Holla at your boys.
Funny.
It was definitely hot this weekend, too. We went and did putt-putt. Mm-hmm. We did the putt-putts.
I saw.
I'm a pretty big golfer, okay? I'm pretty good. I play a lot of golf. So it was a little embarrassing because I just whooped up on the family so much. Like, it was so good.
You didn't let them win?
Nah, okay. I killed it. All right. Crushed it at putt-putt. But I do a lot of golf. I'm pretty well-known around the golf community. So
Jeremy Gilmore over here?
Yeah.
Jeremy Woods?
So the thing about putt-putt.
Tiger Padgett? Sorry, go ahead. Continue. No,
I don't talk about it a lot.
I try to
stay humble about it.
Yeah. Never heard this story, yeah. So.
Scotty Shoffrin? Is that his name?
Scheffler?
Scotty
Scheffler? Scotty,
he's always calling me.
He always comes in second to you. Point, you don't need to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Trying to think of some other golfers that I'm hung out with.
You can't think of any more?
Tiger Woods.
There you go.
Tiger Woods.
Heard of him.
He calls me for advice from time to time.
Does he come to you for that?
Here's the things on the putts-putts, though. When you're out there playing, it's funny. You get through about 10 holes, and then you essentially just say, F it.
You're over it, right? You're kind of like, you're not trying to play.
After about 10 holes, you're like, I'm so over this. And you just start smacking the ball. It doesn't matter. And you're just, at multiple points, I picked up the ball and just put it in the hole. Or I'd kick it, you know, a little bit. And the kids were doing the same thing. At some point, I had a big thing of like a water jug because it was so damn hot. I just kept holding on to that with my left hand and I would just swing the club with my right. Just not even, just dink, dink, don't even care. You
dink.
Know? And the other things about the putts-putts is, it's so stressful because you got people coming up behind you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst part about
pressure.
It, I think.
The pressure.
Is that you feel the pressure to, like, quickly go because you got people coming up behind you. And especially if it's two, like, singles. They're on a date or something like that, you know, and they're standing there looking at you.
Yeah.
You feel the pressure to be like, okay, kids, go faster. You know, instead of... You probably could just let him go. I didn't do that because I'm a jerk.
You could totally let him go. Like, yeah, you can let him go ahead of you.
I held my ground.
So you made it even more awkward.
Yeah,
way
I
to
made
go,
it
Jared.
A little bit awkward for
That's
him.
Funny.
Yeah, but it was fine. It was fine. My wife got a Groupon like months ago.
And you had to use it.
And it expired yesterday.
Yep.
She's like, I've had this for 6 months. Like, we better use it. I was like,
The best part about putt-putt, though, is you can use all those Happy Gilmore lines, right? Like, I love to look at the ball and be like, you don't like your home? You're too good for your home ball? Go to your home. And then Katie learned to putt. Like, those are
I didn't do
like,
that.
No, you need to. Enjoy it more. Reenact Happy Gilmore on your own putt-putt golf course.
We did
course.
A lot of it. And then I was like, are you guys hungry? Yeah, we're hungry. Let's get the hell out of here.
And we're done.
And we're done here. So do we all love Jimothy?
Oh, my goodness.
I love him. Jimothy.
What is he?
So,
well, I know what
well,
he
he's
is.
He's a raccoon.
Yeah, I just, man. He's
Jimothy
a funny
is
look.
Famous.
As he should be. I mean, I've never seen anything like Jimothy.
I can't get enough of Jimothy.
Jeez Louise.
Every time I see Jimothy videos, I stop on him and watch him.
I love the video that one lady put up, and she's like, what am I looking at?
Yes.
Like, it is so crazy.
So, if you're not familiar, Jimothy is a wild raccoon from Seattle, and he's gone viral over the past week or so because of his very unique, squished appearance.
He ain't got no neck.
Yeah.
And the person who first spotted him filmed him and said, this just looks like a Jimothy. So Jimothy's stuck. So he's got a spinal deformity. It's similar to something called short spine syndrome, which dogs can get, which means he was born with fused or missing vertebrae, which gives him a very short, round body with no visible neck. Think of a raccoon that ran full steam into a wall and went gunk and kind of
like
got squished.
The accordion, in the cartoons. Yeah.
So he looks like a walking orb on long legs, and he is zipping around this Seattle neighborhood. And at first, when you see him, you're like, whoa, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's a creepy little raccoon. But the more you watch him, you're like, oh, this little fella's kind of cute. And you feel bad for him.
I want to hug him. I want to hug Jimothy so bad. You're going to cuddle him so much. Oh, baby, Nana.
I want to pet the Jimothy.
Oh, he's so cute. Like, they need to make little stuffed Jimothys and sell them.
I would imagine they're
needs
out
to
there.
Happen. Needs
I,
to happen.
I love all the Jimothy memes, the Jimothy posts.
Yeah.
The best one I saw the other day, I think I might have reposted it. It was like a hand drawing of Jimothy. And it, on the bottom, it just says, it's okay to be unique.
Yes, it is. Jimothy, let your light shine.
Veterinarians, scientists, biologists, whatever, they're confirming that this guy is happy and healthy, and he's getting around just fine in the wild. And little does he know, he's an internet superstar.
This is I love when the internet is used for good.
This is used
let's
for
keep
good
doing
right
that,
here.
Right?
Oh, if you're not Jimothy. Familiar at all, just all you have to do is hop onto Google and search Jimothy right now, and you'll
and you're
see
welcome.
This squished up little raccoon. Well, it's all you.
Okay.
I'm not even going to set this up.
You're not even going to set it up.
I'm just going to sit back.
That's the thing.
Relax.
You know how excited I was for Chicago Guy to come into town. I mean, I did all the things to get ready for it. Mm. I over-prepared times 10 for him to come to my house and spend the weekend with me. And, you know, I picked him up from the airport and there was a long, big hug and it seemed great. We're like driving back to my house and, you know, just talking about the things that we're going to do and everything. And that drive home seemed pretty normal. As
I was
going to
say, was it flirty and cute or was it awkward? Because
you haven't seen
each other in so long.
It was flirty and cute.
You're
and
tickling
we're just talking,
each other.
Not tickling. No, we're
willies.
Driving home. But it's just more like, you know, he's... We're just talking about the plans for the weekend, right? And it's just very exciting. And, you know, we get to my house and it was really just us sitting on the couch and watching movie after movie. After, and I'm telling you, my couch, I have the regular standard size couch.
Yeah.
I'm on one side of it. He is on the complete other side of the couch.
Awkward.
The entire four movies. I'm just like,
four
really?
Movies? You watched four movies?
Movies. And he took a nap during one of them.
Leaving room
sitting
for Jesus.
Up, mind you. We didn't even go lay down in the bed to take a nap together just so we could. Because he got up early.
Four movies?
He got up early to get on the plane. I had been up early just because I was nervous. And so like we both kind of needed to take a nap. But he just fell asleep right there on the couch. Started snoring full force while he's sitting up and everything. And so it was just very much like, this is not how I anticipated it, right?
No.
Like,
because you had this
I'm
whole
big,
picture that you were going to embrace
and
make out.
Exactly. And I'm a huge fan of the making out. It's like my favorite thing. I could just
you don't
do
have
that
to tell
all
me.
Day. I just,
we both
love
know.
It. And I just like really wanted to do that. And so I was thinking at least laying on the couch at that would be the
cuddle,
perfect moment for
some
that.
Heavy petting.
We could embrace. Like that would be just the start of what we're going to move it on into the bedroom, right? So four movies of sitting on opposite ends of the couch. And then when it finally is time to go to bed, there is that, you know, we lay in bed and we start with the making out a little bit, but that's all of a minute. It's all of a minute. And then there's a little bit of tickle, tickle, tickle. And then it is.
Is tickle, tickle, tickle.
Right? No,
like,
not even. Like,
is that code?
30 seconds of tickle, tickle. Like, that's it. Like, that's it. And then.
Not a lot of tickle, tickle.
Into it. And I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And so that to me,
you got to warm that motor up.
I was so disappointed because I had worked it up in my brain
fairy
to
tales,
the
right?
level of this is my person. I can't think about anyone but you. I want to put my hands all over you. And I thought that's what he was thinking about me as well. And clearly he was not. He was thinking about one thing.
Well, he was up early that day.
I just
want to get it over
and
with.
And that's whatever. Like, it just made me upset because it was like all about him. Like, there was nothing where it was, what are we going to do to make Katie happy? None of that. And so
there was no tickle fighting.
And so I called him out on it. I was just because he's like, is everything okay? Are you feeling? I was like, no, not really, because this. Mm. And I like kind of let him have it a little bit. Like, you know, I really like you. I have really liked you for almost 5 years now. It is so hard for me to think that you don't feel this way about me. You know, like I wanted, excuse me, this to be the moment that we got to like share our feelings with each other.
Yeah, embrace.
And instead it was like I meant nothing to him. He meant everything to me. And I just wanted him to tell me, You know, if you're not feeling this, then tell me. Like, this is your chance to be like, it is just a booty call. It is just, you know, me wanting to go to a different city and see some things. And you live there, so it's a convenience that I can stay with you. If that is the case, this is your chance to tell me now. Don't string me along for another 5 years. I can't do this for another 5 years. And I told him, I was like, you know, I am so, like, in like with you. I didn't drop the L word just because I was like, I don't want him, you know, like, I didn't want to do that, but I did, like, tell him, like, I really like you, mm-hmm. and so much so
and it
that
it wasn't reciprocated.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, so much so that I don't entertain anybody else. Like, I don't date other people. I have almost a complex to where nobody, like, measures up to you, and he, like, his response to me, and this is one of those things when people tell you things and it will stay with you for the rest of your life. This is one of those. And he said, "Woo!" He said, I didn't mean to make you feel a certain type of way. So there was that.
Yeah.
And it just, like, for me, I guess what was so disappointing about it is this. I really did like him. And I, you know, feel like there is just such a disconnect after this one.
Yeah.
After this visit with him, and
are you done?
Oh yeah.
This is it
for sure. But you know, it was just so. You know, and having time to unpack these feelings and everything, and now I can kind of understand what made me feel like that.
Yeah,
and a lot of it was like I was sitting on my couch with this feeling of looking at him, like I just wanted to embrace him, and that is such a desperate feeling to have. And I just hate, like, to be in that situation and feel desperate. Oh, God, it was awful. So anyway, enough about that. That night was just,
well,
that night was very much
to,
like.
To lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
I did text, I think it was you on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said. I go, hey, how was your night?
I know.
And you wrote back, eh, it was just, eh.
Oh.
I'm over it. It's fine. And you're like, he's still sleeping.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of an angry, annoyed face.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that really sucks. And then my follow-up to you, because you had such anxiety about where to go to the bathroom when he was here.
No, and then it didn't matter.
I wrote back, I go, why don't you go poop really, really loud in the next room? And you reply back, OMG, how crazy. I totally did that.
I did.
You go, well, like, it doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter anymore. I worried so much about this and it doesn't even matter. And you know
good
what?
For you.
Let me tell you, the thing to me that, because when that moment happened and I was just like, you know, this isn't fair. You didn't care about me. He didn't care about me at all when it came to any of this.
Yeah.
And I realized that and I called him out on it. And then he said, well, clearly there's just no chemistry here when it comes to this. And then that made me mad because I was like, oh no, you don't get to gaslight me and make me take part of the blame in you being a jerk.
Yeah.
No, that is not it. It is not the chemistry because if you would have given to me what I gave to you, the chemistry would have been out of the charts. They would bottle this chemistry and mm-hmm. sell it on Amazon. Like,
it's funny because you
talk
about
this on me.
The texting back and forth, and he was a totally different person on the texting, you know.
Yeah.
With, you know, hopes and dreams and
gooey,
gooey,
mushy. No, the things we said we were going to do.
Then there was none of that.
None of that. The things that he said he wanted to do.
So it didn't match
me?
At all.
Like, you probably saw that weird tan line you were talking about last week.
Jerry. No, that wasn't
that one
it.
Spot that you missed
mistake.
With
that
the.
That was not it.
He probably saw that and was like, nah, never mind.
That wasn't it.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't because right. He didn't even make it that far, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're right. There was no tickle fighting.
He didn't even make it that far. But no, and I will tell you, here's the thing is. All this happened and, you know, that was Friday night and then Saturday night. It was even more awkward because we were laying in the same bed with each other but not doing any. And I was just like, and then I told him again. I was like, so is this it? You're not even going to, like, have a conversation with me about it? Like, we're not even going to talk about it? And he was just like, you know, I just don't want to talk. I don't want to, all I want to do is lay here. And then he proceeded to fall asleep and snore loudly in my... I did not sleep. And then I had to
kick
do...
her while she's dead.
I had to do donor dash on Sunday, and I did not sleep more than like an hour. I had to go out on the couch and sleep on my own couch because there was a man in my bed not giving me nothing and snoring like, it made me so mad. So then here's the thing that I did, though. Friday into Saturday, I was feeling a certain type of way, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna try to enjoy this as much as I can while he's here. Like, if he just wants to be friends for the weekend, because we won't be friends after this, then I'm just gonna make it work, right? And so we were trying to do things. We were sightseeing. I was bringing him downtown. We went by Ball Arena, went by Power Field, Coors Field. He's a big sports fan, so I was showing him all that stuff. And then I was like, hey, you've never been to the mountains. He went down to Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs once, but that's
not
all
like mountains.
He's seen
yeah.
of our landscape. And so I was like, let's go into the Rockies. Like, let's go I-70 westbound, at least past the Eisenhower Tunnel. We'll go to Silverthorn, and then we'll make our way back into town. It's like a two-hour drive. Yep. Right. And so I was like, let's go do that. And he's like, okay. And I knew that was my chance to get him back. So we went up there and I took those curves like it was my job. And he was hanging onto the oh crap handle.
Oh, so not like, get him back.
He was so he's like, do you always drive like this? Oh my God, you're insane. And I'm like, homie, that's a banked corner. You're fine. We're fine. Like, it was fine. It was fine.
I thought you were going to say you led him over to a cliff and shoved him off for a minute.
I got him puckered over those corners. Yes, I did. So I got him back just a little bit, but it definitely hurt to be in that situation. But I am very proud of myself for knowing that I am way too old to be telling a man he needs to do his part. Like, I can't.
Well, you're worth more than that, too. Understand that. Like, I want you to realize that. And you're getting a lot of love on the text line as well. So thank you to everybody else. But you Jeremy and I kind of saw that you weren't realizing your own worth in how you were allowing this guy to treat you.
Yeah.
For the longest time. And it's okay. Love.
It's been 5 years.
Love makes you blind.
Are you going to listen to us now?
I'm probably going to listen to you guys.
I've gone this whole time.
I'm
not going to say it. I'm not going to say I told you so. But are you going to listen to us?
Yeah, I know.
Jeremy was right. He was right this entire time.
I mean, I was saying stuff about this clown on the air on Friday when you weren't here, and my wife even messaged me and was like, hey, be nice. You know. I was like, girl.
Yeah.
If only you knew.
I was like, I have a hunch on Monday it's not going to be good.
Well, and then even like when he's like at the airport when I dropped him off, he's like, you got to get out of the car and give me a hug. You can't just give me a hug sitting down.
So I would have gunned it.
I had to get out of the car and give him a hug. And he's just like, well, thank you so much. Make sure you take care of yourself. That's what he said when he hugged me goodbye. So then he's like, I'll text you when I land, right?
Don't bother.
So I fell asleep at 6 o'clock last night. I was so tired from a grown man snoring in my face all night the night before. I needed to sleep. So I fell asleep at 6 o'clock last night. He did end up texting me at 7:30, and I showed Josh the text, and it's very much like, oh, thank you for the best time. You are such an amazing person, and I can't thank you enough. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
heart
gag
emojis,
me.
Blah, blah, blah.
At any point, did you ask him why the hell did
Why
you
did
even
you come
out here?
I did.
Why did you came just out to watch that. Movies and sleep?
I know. I said, I was like, why did you even come here if this is all you wanted to do?
What,
and he was
his answer?
I want to hang out with my friend Katie. And I was like, that's not what we. It just like
that's
all
not what the text
it,
said.
He was trying so hard to put it back on me every time. And I realized, like, again, this is me going back 5 years worth of instances and really realizing the gaslighting that this man has been doing to me. And it's fine. But I mean, it's not fine anymore. It's not fine. And honestly, when he texted me that last night, I didn't respond because I was sleeping. I woke up this morning and saw it, and I have texted him back this morning.
I like what you said.
And I did. I was just like, I'm glad you landed safely. It's awesome. You had such a great time. Take care of yourself.
Oh, snap.
Take care of yourself.
Hit him with the take care of yourself.
Boom. That's what I ended it with. So he hasn't texted back. I doubt he will. I did go on social media and mute all of his accounts just so I won't see him. Because
you showed him.
I need to, and then maybe I will go block or unfriend him or whatever in the future, but at this point I just muted everything, and then I went on TikTok and tried to mute him, and I unfollowed him on TikTok. So
by accident,
hopefully, no, but total by accident. Oh, total. But I'm not following him back because then and he'll see that. So
right.
I unfollowed
That's
him,
fine.
And I'm okay with it. Like, you know
I think
what?
It's probably time that you do that on all accounts. Just I think for you, it would be best to block him and just move on.
Yeah.
Call this dead.
Yeah.
Dead on arrival, yeah. and move on as quick as you can.
Yeah.
I really think so.
I think the lesson I learned in all this is I really need somebody who's like, you know, can't keep their hands off me either.
Yeah,
like, I need that.
Like you back.
I need that. I need, and I can't be that person who just like,
you'll
you know,
find him.
Worship somebody.
It's not a one-way street.
You'll find
like
him.
Crap,
and hopefully
you know?
He's here in town. So
I
you don't
know,
have to go back
I
and
know.
Forth to Chicago.
That's the thing,
and then
too.
Not worry, and then not see him for 5 years, four
I know.
Years, whatever it is. You
I
know.
Know. And that's
you need
thing.
A local dude.
You know, I do. I need someone who's willing to put in the time and energy because, you know, the thing is, too, is and you guys, I think, can agree with me here. You know me well enough to know now. I will give you the world. Like, when it comes to my friends,
she's
my
a gift
family,
giver, too.
I mean, I love people so much, and I will give you every part of me until I won't. And when I turn that energy off, ooh, it's like that dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You won't feel it anymore, and you'll notice that. Like, you didn't know that I gave you my energy when I gave it to you, but you will feel it when I don't.
Watch out
so
now.
So I'm just like, that's what I'm doing moving forward.
Well, I'm
just,
sorry your weekend sucks so bad.
It's okay.
I'm
it's
really
okay.
sorry. But it's done. It's over with. You can move on now and flip this guy the bird and never see him again.
You know, so. And I bet you.
And I hope you stick to it.
I'm going to.
Because you kind of said this the last time when you went to Chicago.
Yep.
I feel this, though.
You
I feel
this
it.
One? Okay.
I felt so confused every other time as to where we stood
yeah.
when we departed ways. Like, that was the thing, is there's so much confusion. And I am not confused now. I know how this man feels about me, and he probably won't take any rides in the Rocky Mountains anytime soon. Hey! Let's go.
Let's go.